The Sunday mid-90s on Monday and Tuesday dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A triple shooting early Monday morning in Montgomery is now under investigation. Montgomery police found a man with life-threatening gunshot wound in the 3600 block of Debbie Drive. Two other men showed up at the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Right now, no arrests have been made. Kitty Seal, the founding artistic director of the Alabama Dance Theater, has died. She founded the organization back in 1986. Funeral arrangements have not been announced. And Butler County School Superintendent Dr. John Stricker is leaving for another job. Stricker was unanimously named the new superintendent for Jackson County, Mississippi. He was one of 10 finalists for the position. Stricker has served as Butler County School Superintendent for the last 2 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
U.S. intelligence indicates the unprecedented attack on Saudi oil fields originated from Iran, using a combination of low-altitude cruise missiles and drones to evade radar.
The Minneapolis Police Department says there have been 240 robberies in one downtown precinct alone. It's within the context of a shortage of police officers in Minneapolis.
40-year-old California man died from what health officials there called severe pulmonary injury. It's the seventh death, together with hundreds of illnesses, recently linked to vaping.
Drivers may begin to notice higher prices at the pump after the attack on Saudi oil fields disrupted global supply. Prices could climb anywhere from 10 cents to 25 cents a gallon over the next few weeks.
Amazon Career Day held in six cities. Amazon's goal, hire 30,000 employees by early next year.
Seinfeld, one of the most popular sitcoms in TV history, is heading to Netflix in 2021.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 93.1 FM. Remind any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Listen, they get basket $60 with the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Don't forget, they got the Scarecrow Contest coming up. You can get applications at the produce counter at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then a first-time caller gets their name put in twice, once for being a first-time caller, then once for just being a caller. Then, last week, Mike was a first-time caller, and we put him in twice, and he won. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yes, I'm wishing I was a first-time caller.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Dan, I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
But I heard you, I just wanted to chime in, talking about Camilla Harris. Kamala. Excuse me. When I watch her and listen to her, there's kind of a hateful tinge, hateful streak that comes through, and you wonder if she really does, if she has the temperament to be presidential material. And I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I don't think you are at all. I think she comes across not as a nice person.
Not as a nice person. There you go. Get right to the heart of it. And who's that guy that's preaching the universal employment, universal check?
Yeah, that's Yang. Yeah. Andrew Yang.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Dan, that's what I want. I want my check. Paper's cheap. America can print off plenty of them. Oh, Lord. I'm not being funny. listen, I won't be able to make tonight's Wednesday night get-together, but I just want to tell Joey congratulations one more time.
Hopefully he heard that. Did he hear that? He nodded. He's talking on the phone right now, but he nodded. Yep. Thank you.
Dan, may I get in on the sweet creep, please, sir?
Give me your month and day of birth.
3/5.
You got it.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Sam. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey there, Dan.
How are you?
I'm well. Doggone it, I couldn't get Joey to put me in under an alias, though. I don't think
But good try, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But I'll try again. I'll disguise my voice. And maybe he'll let me in. Dan, you'd have to go back quite a bit to remember, but yesterday the gentleman Lewandowski that was being interrogated and grilled by the inane, churlish and childish bunch sitting up there on the double dice reminded me a bit of Bob Haldeman in the Nixon days.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure you remember Haldeman and Ehrlichman.
I do.
Yeah, the difference being that Lewandowski never was officially an employee or a staff member in the White House, but in the campaign only. But I thought he did a good job of giving a lot more than he got from the interrogator.
So what type of grade do you give him?
Lewandowski?
Yeah.
As a candidate for...
No, on his performance yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, he said instead of being a bag man, a hit man, or whatever...
Yeah, I'm a good-looking guy.
You know, when you stop beating your wife, he said he thought he was a good-looking man.
Yeah.
So as a candidate for the Senate from New Hampshire, I'd give him an 8. As a witness before that bunch, I'd give him... Oh, as a witness, I'd give him an A-. And I think he got a little weary. Who could blame him? About the fifth hour. My point being, I love the hearing because I'd like for everybody to take a good look at it. It comes down to comparing the Dems and the Repubs.
Did you notice how little coverage they got?
Yeah, yeah.
The media just did not want to play that.
Exactly, exactly. Collins gave him a little bit, gave him some sound bites and a couple of scenes they could have used, the ranking member from Georgia. But I thought it was pretty good as entertainment, but also very revealing about the Dems.
Oh, yeah. I think they're killing themselves. I really do. They look so bad. They look so anal yesterday. And their motive has nothing to do with being good for America. It has to do with party loyalty.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm probably not as good a prognosticator as John DeVoe, but short of going out on Fifth Avenue and shooting somebody down, I think Trump is going to wax, whether it's Biden, Warren, or I think it's got to be one of those two. I think Bernie's gone.
Yeah, I think Bernie's going to, like we say on the show, I think he's going to stick around for the whole show because I think he likes the attention and he's raising money off of it. But he just looks so weak. He looks so frail to me.
Yeah, and it looks like Warren is starting to eat into his support a bit. What odds would you put on a broker convention for them?
I think what will happen is the superdelegates will come in and the second ballot. I don't think it has to be brokered. I think it can go through a couple of ballots, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, say you know, Joe has got the most delegates and Warren's got the very close second most. Do you see those two getting together?
No.
I don't
not
either.
Right now. Not right now, but hell's bells. J. JFK and LBJ got together.
That's about the only way they could win because they needed Texas and beat 19.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear you're keeping your producer, co-host, and general journeyman. I'm also glad he's not having to move in. I told him glad he's not moving in his bedroom furniture and a little kitchenette.
He said he feels like a free man because he's his basic time is from 9 to 3 now instead of having to, when he finishes my show, having to do a whole nother four hours of radio.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I personally am glad for him and glad for your show.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ken. News 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's continue on with Lindsey Graham here. Now, you kind of heard a little bit of that, and that was some chatter. Will the IG report come out, and instead of making a referral, and I think he will make a referral to the grand jury, but I think the other thing he's going to make a referral to is to FISA court. And get them to deal with it. That is by far the quickest. If I'm understanding what people are telling me, the judge can call them in and ask them questions, and they better give him the right answer. They better match what that report says. And if it does, and the IG got that information, and they confirm it in front of the judge can throw the book at him right there. He can literally walk him downstairs and put him in jail. So let's listen to Lindsey Graham.
If you warned ahead of time that right. the dossier is Hillary, right. she paid for it, mm-hmm. that the guy that authored it hates Trump, and you're right. also warned that it's not verified, not once, but on probably at least four, and I have a source telling me five or six times they were warned, that is premeditated. Then, if you didn't take the time to verify it yourself, now we know it's unverifiable. Then the FBI, when they finally got around to verifying it after some of the warrants were already issued, they determined it wasn't true. None of this was true. So that means that a premeditated fraud on a court for the purpose of spying on an individual and denying that individual their rights, Carter Page, but then it's an open door into all things Trump campaign, transition, and presidency. Now, you're the lawyer. Does that, what I just described, sound like crimes to you?
Well, it sounds horrible. If we legitimize this, then God help us all. If we legitimize the fact
that's
that
not
the Department
question.
Of Justice and the
I'm not
FBI,
trying to be a pain in the neck, but does that not sound, if I go before right. a court and I lie, and I was told ahead of time what you're telling
yes,
the court
a
is
crime.
A lie.
It's a crime. Yes, it's clearly
that's
a crime,
that's
if
what
you give
for.
False information to the court. But I'm not a prosecutor. Horowitz is not a prosecutor. We're going to leave that up to Durham. But here's what I want you to know. Every American should be concerned about the fact that the Department of Justice and the FBI knew that the source of the document had a bias, and they did nothing to ensure the document was reliable. It's not reliable to this day. And if the court doesn't clear this up and take corrective action, then why do you expect people in the future to be deterred? If somebody doesn't go to jail and if the court doesn't hold those who lied to the court accountable, then we will have missed a great opportunity to restore the rule of law.
You kind of implied what I was saying there, that the judge and court didn't hold them accountable. And I think that's where one leg of this is going to go. I haven't seen any reports from the IG being up on the Hill, but this has got a real strong tone to it, let's say, from the folks that I'm talking to. Lindsey Graham's going to be asked about consequences here.
I will tell you, I take it a step further. I think we just might as well shred the Constitution, because that means we have a dual justice system.
It would be a bad day for America to let this crap go unaddressed.
Agreed. If your committee subpoenaed my emails and I decide I'm going to delete half of them, yeah. and then I bring in some computer expert that tells me how to clean my hard drive, wipe it, it's like bleaching it out. And then I have an aide of mine bust up my phones and Blackberries and remove the SIM cards. Would you think I'm committing obstruction of justice of the committee and their investigation? And number two, do you think I would not be charged in that case? Because I kind of believe I would, but I'm not a lawyer.
Well, the first thing, if you're at home, don't try this because it will not work out well for you.
It's not going to work out well.
The bottom line is, if there's no consequences to taking a hammer to a device being asked for by Congress and bleaching out information Congress wants, then what's the downside to lying to Congress and obstructing justice when it comes to Congress? This is a very big deal. I have a lot of faith in Horowitz. I have a lot of faith in Durham, a lot of faith in Barr.
All right.
And I sure as hell have a lot of faith in me. We're going to get to the bottom of what happened.
I don't have a lot of faith that these guys work very fast. I mean, I work 16 hours, 17 hours a day, and I'm like, where's the stupid report by this time? I'm getting a little impatient here.
I'm not worried about when it comes out. I'm worried about what's in it when it does.
That's it completely. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Federal Reserve just cut interest rates by a quarter point. I showed Joey the chart of the Dow. And so it went down an additional 100 points, 130 points to be exact. Let's see here.
Just people reshuffling their holdings in order to get into the new reality.
Kind of buy on rumor, sell on fact type thing. It's already gets programmed in the market. 100 points, 140 points in today's market is nothing.
It's nothing.
That's basically 0.5%
One over two is zero.
Siri likes
one
you
One half
today.
Equals 0.05 Oh, man.
That's funny.
Siri's got attitude here. Let me continue on with the kind of the subject matter. Ratliff is going to be talking about the impeachment of Kavanaugh and the hearing yesterday with Lewandowski. Listen to what he has to say.
Jerry Nadler called Lewandowski, he labeled it unacceptable behavior. What was accomplished from this hearing, sir?
Well, Bill, when CNN says the House Democrats had a bad day, that tells you what a disaster it really was. The Democrats were arguing what to even call it, an impeachment probe, an impeachment proceeding, impeachment inquiry, much less have a coherent strategy about how to go about doing it. They are desperate to be the party of impeachment, and they're stretching their credibility. They're basically saying if President Trump said it or did it, it must be a crime, and I think that the American people saw that yesterday in that hearing.
Well, Lewandowski came to battle. Who's next for this committee?
We don't know. I think the Democrats don't know. Again, that goes to the fact that there is not a coherent strategy, and the Democrats are fighting amongst themselves about what to do. They really don't know. They just know that they hate Donald Trump, and whether it's impeachment by collusion, by conspiracy, by emoluments clause, by the president using a Sharpie on a national weather map, they don't care. They just want to get the president any way, shape, and form. So they'll bring in whatever witnesses they think will help them to that extent, but it's not working, and they're failing miserably in front of the American people.
They are failing miserably in front of the American people. The American public is just getting sick and tired of this whole thing. But that's their call here. So Nadler and Pelosi are at odds. She's going to kind of mention that they're not on the same page with this whole thing.
The suggestion that Nadler and Speaker Pelosi are at odds on this, yes or no?
Well, it's not a suggestion. Nancy Pelosi has said it. She said, feel free to leak this. There's a schism between the Democrats in terms of the strategy and whether or not Jerry Nadler's following the instructions he's getting from Nancy Pelosi. She's made it very clear that he is not, and that Democrats are not united. They're trying to put out a front that says that they are, but very clearly they're not. Yesterday was a great example of the fact that Democrats, because they're fighting about impeachment amongst themselves, are not focused on providing solutions to the problems that we could be dealing with. Immigration, health care.
I wish Bill would not interrupt people. There was one interview that he did. It wasn't even usable because he kept stepping on him. I mean, this one's hard enough. So let's continue on here. He's going to be talking about the IG up on the Hill today and the FISA report coming out.
In 2 hours, Michael Horowitz is on the Hill. He's the inspector general. He returned in a draft report of his internal investigation late Friday afternoon to Bill Barr, the AG. Lindsey Graham on Sean Hannity last night characterized it this way.
Every American should be concerned about the fact that the Department of Justice and the FBI knew that the source of the document had a bias and they did nothing to ensure the document was reliable. It's not reliable to this day. And if the court doesn't clear this up and take corrective action, then why do you expect people in the future to be deterred?
So just to summarize that, what Horowitz is looking at is whether or not there was abuse of the FISA courts as it relates to the investigation of the Trump campaign. What questions does he answer on that today, do you think?
I don't think he'll answer any on that today, because even though he's written the report, it's in draft form, it hasn't gone through classification review. The question is, was the FISA, which is a very important authority that we have in the fight against international terrorism, is important, but many of us, including Senator Graham and myself, have raised questions about whether the Obama administration abused those authorities not to fight terrorism, but to target Americans for political reasons. That's what the inspector general has looked at. That's what his report will talk about. But today, I think he'll focus on the timing rather than the content.
There is a hearing. Pardon my interruption. Short on time. There is a hearing today on the FISA court, right? I mean, we should get an update on that. In what form?
Yeah, I'll be in that hearing today. It's an important tool because it comes up for reauthorization, and it's in danger of not being reauthorized because, again, as I've contended, the Obama administration has misused that authority for political reasons instead of its intended purpose for fighting terrorism. So there'll be questions about that in today's hearing, and I'm sure that Inspector General Horowitz will get questions about his report today. I don't think he's going to answer anything with regard to content because it's not out there. He may give us some clarification, Bill, in terms of timing. It's written. It's going through the classification review. I think we'll get it in the next few weeks, but I'm less concerned about when we get it. I'm more concerned about what he says in that report. Folks like Jim Comey and House Democrats and have said that this idea of FISA abuse is nonsense. Trey Gowdy, myself, Lindsey Graham, and others have said, we don't think so. Let's hide and watch. We'll see what the Inspector General says. He'll say who was right about this and who wasn't, and I think that's important.
Take note when you have two people saying the same thing, who one's representative, one's a senator, Lindsey Graham, other's a member of Congress, not interested in the speed of the report, but what's in the report. That's exactly what Lindsey Graham said. I always take note of those things.
Not the timing, it's the content.
It's the content, exactly right. It's and how powerful is that content. And I want to kind of let you guys get a sense that if the content is really powerful, don't expect a lot of things to start happening. I think the FISA court will be, they will make a recommendation to the FISA court, or there will be a suggestion, and then look at what the FISA court does. That will tell us a whole bunch of things. And who's in charge of the FISA court? Supreme Court Chief Justice.
What's interesting to me is yesterday came out that the DOJ is suing Edward Snowden for this new memoir he just wrote and released. They're trying to essentially take away any financial compensation that might go to him or the publisher for the sales of the book. But I just find this interesting because Snowden warned us of things like
this. Everything that particularly that movie, when you go back, and folks, I suggest that you go and see the Snowden movie. It really is uncanny, the things that they're talking about in the movie that all happened. That movie was done well before all this happened.
Right.
And what he's talking about and what he says is happening, that's exactly what we're talking about here.
And I don't think we should be in any rush to go and reauthorize the FISA court as it is currently constituted if we don't get hard answers. Because when something like this happens, if it did indeed happen, it makes me think it's possibly happened before and might happen again.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't think the FISA court will be in existence if the FISA court does not take action on this whole thing. That's why I think they're going to let them go that way and then let FISA judges, and the question is, will Roberts get involved in this thing, or will it just be the four FISA judges that were involved? We think now maybe six, but those four in particular that did the FISA warrant, have them kind of show up and basically spank them hard.
Good.
I know. You like a spanking.
When it's happening to the bad guys, yeah.
News 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Oh, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Taylor McNair, Miss Rodeo America, and Boot Barn and Wrangler have asked me to share my story. Growing up, I never believed in myself. Being Miss Rodeo America taught me that you don't have time to second guess yourself. Through this year, I've gained confidence in who I am. I sign thousands of autograph sheets, and on each one of them, I write, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there." I hope that I can be that encouragement. Wrangler at Boot Barn, proud sponsors of Miss Rodeo America.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump names a new national security advisor.
In an announcement on Twitter, the president writing that he's named Robert O'Brien, currently serving as the State Department's special presidential envoy for hostage affairs, as the new national security advisor. O'Brien is the president's fourth national security advisor and replaces John Bolton, who was fired by the president last week.
Fox's John Decker. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia to talk about an attack on oil facilities that's affected world supplies. Fox's Simon Owen.
Saudi Arabia putting on display the remains of what it says are Iranian drones and a cruise missile.
We are working to know exactly the launch point.
Colonel Turki al-Malki saying the weapons were fired from a northerly direction, which could mean Iran. Pressed by reporters if this was an Iranian attack, the colonel refused to answer.
Iran denies involvement. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi everybody. Another very hot day today with a high temperature up to about 101. We should easily break the record high of 100. Rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. There's a backdoor cool front entering the state from Georgia, and, you know, could there be a stray shower somewhere along the front? I suppose. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, a noticeable improvement with highs around 90, tolerable humidity levels, and lows at night in the mid-60s. You'll feel the difference. Still dry, though. Then low to mid-90s Sunday, mid-90s on Monday and Tuesday, dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Cannon through the bathroom. 272-9228, that's where we are. Reminder, Mayor Todd Strange in the house at 2 o'clock. So you want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Tommy B, dude. Tommy B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good. Hey, how y'all doing this afternoon?
We're doing great, Stranger. How have you been?
I'm hanging in there. Long story, but I'll call you sometime and talk to you about it. But first of all, I just want to commend Joey for being able to step up and take News and Views over as a host, along with him and Jack. I mean, I've known Jack as long as I've known you. So, I'm proud of Joey, and I know the good Lord has more doors for him to open. And we've talked on other subjects and stuff, and privately, and like I say, there's more doors to be open.
Thank you, Tommy. The future looks bright. I appreciate it.
But there's a question for you. In the news last night on WSFA, you probably saw it, where your alma mater, Jeff Davis, was allowing kids to sign up to, you know, those ones that are legally able to sign up to vote. I was just wondering no problem with that, but I was just wondering also if absentee ballots were provided for them at the same time, and if any undue influence was suggested to them on how to vote. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know any of the answers to that. I was a little kind of surprised at that because, again, that's a little too close to home with probate office and a mayor's election coming up.
Well, I was thinking so, and I didn't know. I mean, Joe has some deep pockets, and he has those deep pockets. Since I'm familiar and have worked with the the school association and stuff from years back. Actually, all schools all across the country. But, I was just wondering about that. I mean, he's made that money off the backs of the teachers association and through dues and stuff like that. But and then I was surprised that teachers are doing his bidding for him, putting on these voter registrations. I mean, it's just, what are your thoughts on that?
It doesn't. Why now? And I think we know the answer to that. And, I think it's a very bad tactic. If you really want to do that, why don't you do it, every other election?
Right. I mean, if Joe Reed's involved in it, I mean, it's going to be a crooked line down the road. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's all he's ever done. I mean, I've been in the school business for years, and anything he has touched has been crooked. So, I mean, that's just my thoughts. But that's from experience.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with the audience and your opinion.
All right. Well, thank you all.
You have a good one.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks,
Tom.
Thanks. I'm proud of him, too.
Thank you,
Dad. Let's see here. Catherine Herridge is going to be talking about the key hearings that are on the Hill today.
Two critical hearings on the Hill that may shed light on the origins of the Russia matter. House Judiciary looking at allegations of surveillance abuse, while the Justice Department watchdog Michael Horowitz will testify before an oversight panel. Here is Republican John Ratcliffe a bit earlier on our program on what he wants to find out now.
The question is, was the FISA, which is a very important authority that we have in the fight against international terrorism, is important, but many of us, including Senator Graham and myself, have raised questions about whether the Obama administration abused those authorities not to fight terrorism, but to target Americans for political reasons.
So that from 2 hours ago, Catherine Herridge joins us now with more on that.
The hearing with government watchdogs, including Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz, begins at any moment. His draft findings on alleged surveillance abuse targeting the Trump campaign are now with the FBI and Justice Department for review. And now the former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who is under threat of indictment for misleading investigators, is publicly attacking the credibility of Horowitz and his report into McCabe's activities. McCabe, who is now a CNN contributor, took his complaints last night to primetime.
I absolutely reject the findings and the conclusions of the IG report that accused me of exhibiting a lack of candor in several instances. Absolutely reject them.
Why?
I never intentionally misled anyone about anything, and I certainly have not committed a crime.
Also at this hour, we've got another hearing with oversight on the House side. They're looking at the renewal of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which was designed to gather intelligence on terrorist targets after 9/11. But Republicans are questioning whether it was turned against American citizens in 2016 to spy on a political campaign.
It is a fact that multiple individuals at the top of the FBI have either been fired, terminated, or even referred for and reported to be under criminal investigation, although that has seemed to escape the notice of the majority on this committee. Oversight and deterrence is clearly needed when the top-level officials in our intelligence and law enforcement community are officially criticized and potentially even indicted for divulging sensitive.
While the committee's Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler condemned the administration's strategy, he said to renew the intelligence-gathering authorities.
But it is baffling to me that the administration announced that it has shuttered the program and then in the very same breath asked Congress to extend it permanently. If the administration really wants to keep this provision on the books, it is going to have to justify it with more than a vague promise that it might come in handy one day in the future.
So the bottom line is that we're expecting really essentially two headlines this morning. Some new information from Horowitz either responding to the McCabe allegations or some detail on the timeline for the release of the FISA report to the public. And then also this issue of these intelligence gathering authorities. Because what everyone expects, Republicans and Democrats, is that there will be some kind of reform within the surveillance warrant application system as a result of Horowitz's work.
And You heard McCabe, and he basically not intentionally did something. That's kind of his out. And he did another thing last night that was talking about he would never cooperate with them and turn over folks. Let's listen to McCabe talking about what he would not do a deal with DOJ.
So if they bring a case and your lawyers say, listen, there's some questions here, mm-hmm. and they're offering a deal. We think this was inconsistent. We call it lack of candor. Now it's going to be a perjury charge. We believe he gave false information, 1001, whatever they want to put you under. You didn't tell the truth. We got you on it. They offer you a deal. Will you take a deal in order to go on with the rest of your life if there is no big criminal attachment? You don't have to do any time or anything like that.
Absolutely not. Under any circumstances.
No deal.
Absolutely not, under any circumstances. Chris, I have said to you, I said from the very beginning, I absolutely reject that report because I never intentionally misled anyone about anything. And I will not stand up and claim that I've done something that I didn't do. So it won't happen.
And the political stick will be no one is above the law. And you're going after the president, the Democrats, they would argue the FBI, that he lacked candor also, that he would not tell the truth. He wouldn't answer questions, and you have to go after people that way. Why doesn't that apply to you?
The law applies to me in the same way that does to every other American, and certainly including the president as well. The inspector general made a referral to the U.S. Attorney's Office. They have investigated, I assume, thoroughly. We haven't heard what the status of that investigation is. As I said, if they follow the facts and they follow the law, I am confident that nothing will come of it.
I'm confident that nothing will become of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but if a FISA judge thinks you misled them, that's going to be something different here.
We will see.
In the fullness of time, as they say. I've heard that somewhere before. This was on Fox and Friends this morning. Do Democrats have a case to impeach the president? And because if when watching Nadler yesterday, that's what everything was trying to drive towards.
Time for us to impeach this president.
That's why I'm saying the House of Representatives should move towards impeachment proceedings.
I support impeaching this president.
Clearly constitutes adequate information to begin an impeachment proceeding in the House of Representatives.
From Russia, Russia, Russia to his character, Democrats have come up with many reasons to call for President Trump's impeachment. But do they actually have a case? Former federal prosecutor Francie Hakes joins me now to discuss. So if you listen to the Democrats, they have different reasons. Here is a little montage of his character. They think that is an impeachable offense. Listen to this.
I've been calling for his impeachment for a long time because I understood very clearly who this man is. He is deplorable and he's not deserving of the presidency.
How about paying off mistresses days before a national election?
Unfit to be president and warrants impeachment, trial, and removal from office.
Francie, should he be impeached based on what they're saying in those sound bites?
You know, Ainsley, it's interesting. The founders clearly gave us a reason for impeachment, and that was high crimes and misdemeanors. Ultimately, it's a political decision. It's not a legal one. And it's funny because I think the Democrats were very determined to wait for the Mueller report because they were convinced that Robert Mueller was going to find that the president was a Russian asset or had committed crimes that were prosecutable under the federal statutes. When that did not happen, they immediately started to turn and simply say that the president is unfit for the presidency, that his character is deplorable. Ultimately, though, it is up to the House of Representatives why they want to impeach the president. If they decide that his character is somehow a high crime and misdemeanor, there's no court that's going to step in and stop them, so they can do it. Is it legal? Is it constitutional? I don't think that's how it was intended, no.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hot, steamy, sticky.
There you go.
I think that covers all my adjectives. Hey, what's the deal? First of all, I'm tired of hearing that nobody is above the law every time the Democrats throw it. And it's targeting, of course, it's being thrown against the president. But I only have one word to say. What about Clinton? Until the Clintons go down, I don't have too much faith in the government, in the federal government, or the judicial, until somebody
start serving some times or gets indicted or questioned.
Yeah, among the public, there's a real hunger for that. There's no doubt about it. And I think that needs to happen to restore faith in the Department of Justice. But you have to have a crime that got committed, and you have to be able to prosecute them.
Well, did she not destroy evidence by destroying and bragging about destroying her hard drive and deleting all her files on national television and in the public when that information was supposed to be what? Was supposed to be a federal committee or judicial committee was supposed to destroy the evidence, right?
A congressional committee had asked for the with the information, and it got destroyed. But what they're going to say is, well, the FBI said it was okay to destroy it.
So we're going to cherry pick what laws we're going to enforce against who.
Well, then you get down to what is the motivation of the players within the FBI of what they were doing.
Exactly, and we know we kind of have an idea on that. I remember when I was a little child. That's years ago. I used to, before we went to start class in school, we used to do in front of the flag, the Pledge of Allegiance. And remember that last phrase, liberty and justice, justice for all. That's just a farce and a bunch of words now, Dan.
Well, a lot of people are going to feel that way if something does not happen. This is one of those things, it's kind of like Watergate. You needed something to happen there to kind of cleanse the process. And I think sending the Attorney General to prison was part of that. Now, will that happen with these people? And I hope it does.
It's got to. I think that's the only way that the public's going to have faith in the judicial system is if the players that did this are answered and have to pay for their crimes.
Well, particularly if we find out it's more pervasive than we first thought.
Absolutely. They're going to have to build a new jail, maybe, and we can create some new jobs that way.
All right, full employment.
Exactly. We'll just do it. But it's just frustrating because being a military person who served over 20-plus years, I have skin in the game in this country, and I believe in a lot of the things that I said, especially the Pledge of Allegiance, And I don't want to sound like I'm overly patriotic or anything, but the bottom line is, when you got skin in the game, you feel different about it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
When you sacrifice and give things, it's easy for the person to sit back and Monday morning quarterback everything, and that'd be different, but that's just the way I feel, and I just hope someday. Didn't Ted Cruz, was he a big proponent of the Patriot Act?
I don't remember.
I don't really remember that either. I would think he would be, but I don't. It's not what I think of when I think of Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I know, because he's supposed to be a strong constitutionalist, right?
He is a strong constitutionalist.
I would think that folks like Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul would be a little more skeptical, though Cruz tends to side more on, we need to do something and look out for the terrorists. So I don't know on Ted Cruz.
Do you think there needs to be a revision now of what's happened, and if something does come manifest itself and some people go into jail, that maybe the Patriot Act will be rewritten?
I think the FISA law will be rewritten, and I think it needs to be rewritten. And I think the Horowitz report will have a lot to do with that. I think the way the FISA judges respond to this will have a lot to do with it. But there needs to be a check and balance in here.
Absolutely. That's the only way you're going to have faith gained back from the public.
And the best way to do that is that somebody goes to jail.
Exactly.
Because that's the check.
Exactly. All right, gentlemen, stay cool, and I appreciate the show and allowing me to voice my concerns. Thank you.
You got it, Soulja Boy. You have a great one. Newstalk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after that.
Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Well, in this life I've seen everything I can see. 272-9228, that's where we are. Today's Wednesday, right?
Indeed.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes.
And then Friday comes after that.
Yes.
And then Friday at like 5 o'clock, the 40% off ends at Dan Black Studios.
Well, some people need to get on it.
They
now
need to get on this thing. They need to do it. 40% ends Friday. Need to start the process today. 334-279-6036. That's the telephone number to Dan Black Studios. Dan Black himself. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. You're going to get 40% off transfers of VHS beta to digital. DVD. You are going to love it. Take advantage of it, folks. Let me give you that number again. Get ready to copy. 334-279-6036. Let's continue on with Dems, and do they have the case to impeach the president?
Some want to impeach him over Russia and over the Mueller report. Listen to this, Francie.
We cannot be an America that says it is okay for a president of the United States to try to block investigations.
There is more than enough in that report to interpret it as an impeachment referral.
The special counsel's report essentially served up to Congress the job that it needs to do in opening an impeachment inquiry.
High crimes and misdemeanor, Francie?
I don't think so, Ainsley. You know, this is what's really frustrating is you had the Mueller report list several occasions where they said it could arguably be obstruction of justice. But trying to fire Robert Mueller when Robert Mueller worked for the president, you might not like it, but that is a constitutional fact. The president is in charge of the executive branch. If he wants to limit an investigation or refuse to cooperate with an investigation, that's within his constitutional duties. And what they seem to forget is that this president cooperated in a nearly unprecedented fashion in this investigation. And they're just angry that he won't cooperate any longer with Congress, but he did with Mueller.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Martha. Martha, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, Martha.
Just wanted to say that I hope eventually that these Democrats or these people that have been breaking the law will soon get just cause or just due.
Get their just due? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. Yeah. They need to be. If they're guilty, they're guilty, and they need to go to jail.
I'm with you. I just hope that's what happens. And there's some different paths for it to happen, but don't expect something to happen fast unless the FISA court does something real quickly. That's the fastest remedy instead of going to trial.
Yeah, and can you put my name in the Sweet Creek basket?
Sure, Martha. Give me your month and day of birth.
4/24.
You got it? We're going to do that drawing on Friday, the day the 40% right. off ends of at Dan Black Studios.
Nice.
Okay.
Have a good one. Let me try to fit this in. We can kind of come back to the thing that was on The View. The Democrat donor was arrested. Now, this goes back to January. This guy was kind of cited. We talked a little bit about it. I'm kind of surprised at how much play CBS is giving this.
A prominent Democratic donor is accused of running a drug den out of his Southern California home. Ed Buck is behind bars after his arrest overnight. Two men have died in his West Hollywood home from apparent overdoses since 2017. A third man survived an overdose last week. Buck is well known in Democratic Party circles and has donated to Hillary Clinton and other high-profile candidates. Nikki Batiste is following the case. Nikki, what more do we know?
We do know Buck is charged with a felony count of providing methamphetamine to a 37-year-old man who then overdosed. Prosecutors call Buck a violent, dangerous sexual predator who mainly preys on men made vulnerable by addiction and homelessness.
Democratic mega donor Ed Buck left his Los Angeles home overnight in the back of a police car. The 65-year-old is charged with injecting drugs into a man, but police have eyed the powerful political insider for more than 2 years.
It's unfortunate that it's taken a third overdose for the LA Sheriff's Department to finally act. We believe that third overdose could have been avoided.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dale. Let's fit Dale in before the top of the hour.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, Dale. What's up?
I was just going to say, I really enjoyed Lewandowski, the way that he handled that interrogation. It's more like it before the House Congress.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. I'll be honest with you, he surprised me.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I think one of the key things in there was when, who was the black lady congressman that told him you should
Sheila
know the
Jackson
truth?
Lee.
Oh, my goodness. And he said, that wasn't a question, that was a rant.
Yeah, no, exactly. He said, Nadler said, answer the question. He said, there wasn't a question.
What question?
And, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was, but I was really impressed with him and the job that he did. And I think most Americans, if they're open-minded at all, have got to be seeing through all this mess. Got to be.
Yep, Dale, I got to go. We got to top of the hour.
Hey, look, put me in for the
give me month and day of birth real quick.
12/28.
You got it. Heading to the top of the hour break. Mayor Todd Strange up next.